We're back. We're here. Da, 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 da. So that did not work. I thought, I mistakenly thought that since Callburner records, it just records Bet. I thought it would record everything that comes through my headphones, but it doesn't. It only records Bet. I could play that song off my laptop over here.
Oh,
and that would come through my speakers.
That might work. That might work.
I'd have to turn it up a little bit, and I'd have to turn off the slot machine game. By the way, you guys, slot machines, I just hit the big jackpot, the big 10,000 credit jackpot, so I'm in for $25 on that cancer donation there, donating to American Cancer Society.
I would just like to announce that big doings are afoot here, because I am now wearing clothes. I was in pajamas.
Beth's wearing clothes.
Every time you heard me before. But I've put on clothes over my unwashed body. But I thought my dead body. I thought sometime around midnight I might try a shower just to see if it'll wake me up. So.
Oh, Duke is sending me a file. I can't listen to it right now. Come on.
Oh, by the way, we would like to make the announcement because we're getting a lot of...
There it is. Can you hear it? There's your little
pause. Is that the harmonica?
No, that's the... It's the...
Oh, that's Sherman.
Yeah, Sherman. There's the squeak. It's sort of our theme song.
You go, Sherman.
Good job. Good job, Sherman.
See, what Sherman under... Sherman's Sherman, in the show business. He understands
Sherman,
that.
That was Sherman
to...
playing Rocky Top.
Rocky Top.
Hilarious.
We would like to make the announcement because we're getting lots of comments and emails, and we love it. And we're getting texts through IM and through
Skype and us,
and we love it. We keep doing it. But if you're ignored for a little while, just realize that we're either recording or
we might be taking
a
little break. Sometimes we get up and move away from the computers for a few minutes.
We are not ignoring you, and we're not liking your.
Don't take it personally.
But, yeah. So,
all right. Let's address. Let's see, Lily.
Oh, Lily needs some help.
Lily needs a little help, folks. Lily has to head out in a bit, probably after 12:30, to buy supplies. She says, "What should I make for dinner this week?" She asks. What do you think she should make for dinner? Meatloaf.
I like meatloaf. Meatloaf. Of course, I don't think she does mashed potatoes.
Well, she doesn't seem like a meatloaf gal either, quite frankly, but...
Hey, nothing beats a good homemade
meatloaf.
She
shouldn't ask us what she should have, then, because I'm thinking chocolate, cake, and...
and tuna fish together.
Ugh.
I'm big on seafood. How about a nice mahi-mahi... with some crab meat on top of it.
There you go. With biscuits and gravy.
broiled in two sticks of butter.
Broiled.
and then broiled.
I know, broiled.
And then put a stick of butter on the plate just to, in
a
case
whole
it,
stick
in holy, case it runs out.
Holy crap, holy. I was just going to say like chicken,
butter.
like chicken teriyaki or something like that.
By the way, what is the name of the world's only living kamikaze pilot?
There's no kamikaze pilots that are living.
Chicken teriyaki.
Oh, chicken teriyaki. Oh,
that's a horrible racist joke, back in the 50s. For those of you who know P.D.Q. Bach, that's a P.D.Q. Bach joke, you see.
Oh, okay.
He did a whole recitative? Thank you.
You bet.
Of old jokes from the 50s.
And that was one of them. That was when it was okay to make fun of the Japanese, I guess.
Yes. Yes, and of course my favorite in that is, what is the question to which the answer is 9W?
I don't know.
Do you spell your name with a V, Mr. Wagner?
Actually,
9W. Referenced that on the last Huckleberry.
I remember that, 9W.
Wagner, yes.
It was never okay to make fun of the Japanese. I just want to point that out. What else are we going to talk about this segment? Anything?
Well, we've now offended, so I guess we can use the rest for an apology.
Now that we've offended, which Cruise is better? See, this is so easy. No, it says which Tom is better. I'm sorry, which Tom is better?
Tom is.
Cruise or Clancy? That's, again...
Clancy. I've never read a Tom Clancy book, and I don't care.
Tom Arnold is better than Tom Cruise.
Ooh. And that's saying something.
I can't think of any Toms that I hate more than Tom Cruise. None.
Tom Cruise.
I just don't like Tom Cruise.
Am I allowed to say something really? This is a word I seriously never use in spoken conversation.
I think it's probably
Tom Cruise is a twat. That's just all I can say.
Well, it is twat. Yeah,
yes.
No problem.
Okay.
She's got favorite curse word here. You have a favorite curse word?
Well, it really depends. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm angry, nothing satisfies me for some reason like piss.
Mm.
It just seems to get out all of, I guess it's all the S I can get out all of
that's
my
what
anger
I, that's
with
how I feel
piss.
About bastard. Bastard's got a good, it's got the B and
you
the
bastards.
T. Bastard.
But
I also like cocksucker, but I have to use it sparingly.
Please use that one sparingly. Oh, makes me
that
go
also
red.
Lots of K sounds is cocksucker.
Yes, well, I'm a big proponent of the F word, as you may have guessed by all these years of hucklebugging.
Not you.
It's true. It's true.
Okay. Time for Factor
and,
Crap.
And lately, I've become quite the fan of Goddamn, which I'm also embarrassed to say, but I
oh,
say.
Oh, your mom wouldn't like that.
My mom
wouldn't like
would
that.
Have a shit fit.
Factor Crap.
Okay.
The hippopotamus is a common sight in Egypt today.
Fact.
Today. Crap! That's crap.
Average is going down like the Titanic.
Factor Crap. The name Pearl is not derived from the jewel, but from the Greek word for smooth beauty.
I would say that's fact.
That's crap! The name Pearl is derived from the jewel. poor Bet.
I'm getting an inferiority complex.
Fact or crap? No, if I give you that one, you're just gonna think of. All right. Factor crap. Actress Whoopi Goldberg was born Karen Johnson.
That's true. C A R Y N.
Yeah, that's right. Fact.
Fuck off on the View.
Fuck off, Whoopi Goldberg. Factor crap. Barbers in Nebraska cannot eat onions between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Sounds weird enough to be fact, but I'm going to say crap.
That's fact! Not doing so
sucker
well with factor
question.
Crap. All right. That could be,
sucker question.
Ooh, that was cool.
Was that cool? I did that through my cup.
That's very cool.
Not the one I'm wearing.
All right. Hang on, I'm typing.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's it for this time around. Do you think that's probably it for this go around?
I think that's enough.
Right? What are we talking about? I'm going to have to write it up. Oh, Lily's dinner.
You know,
crap.
I meant to be crossing out all these things we've
curse
talked
words.
About.
Yeah, I'm trying to cross them off as we go. All right, that's enough for this half hour, and we'll be back on the next half hour, whenever that may be.
When are we? Probably in about 30 minutes.
Well, we'll be back at 11 my time, which is what, 2 your time?
1
your time, my bad.
Fun.
Okay. All right then. Thanks everybody for hanging in there with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Ah!
Bye.